Follow-up note on the patient Gonzalez for same Terry. This uptown brain injury dictation. Terry returned for follow-up. She was involved in electrocuting accident in August 2012 and suffered closed head injury and brain concussion versus electrocuting injury of the central nervous system period. So the patient had a significant loss of her hearing on the right side, dizziness, disbalance, the headache, and cognitive dysfunction period. She's not doing any better at this point. She fell once from stairs and broke her left ankle period. Changing her medication from citalopram to Lexapro has not helped. She's still using amitriptyline 50 milligram a night to improve sleep. She ran out of Percocet period, a new paragraph. The patient reported no improvements of her headache with use of indomethacin period. She describes difficulties with visual tracking, hand eyes coordination, and just the reading or following a moving object makes her more dizzy and disbalance and unsteady period. She reports a brain fog, problems with focusing, concentration, and expressing herself in the period. On examination today, her blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 68 on the period. The patient had the difficulties to keep her balance while she's sitting. She's supporting herself with her hands. Period. She had a significant problem with convergence. The tracking and saccades were abnormal period. The patient had a hard time to focus her eyes and horizontal eye movements and vertical eye movements, creating more a subjective feeling of dizziness and unsteadiness in the period. She would adjust her head posture while I've been checking her extraocular movements, eye movements, period. I found reduced hearing over the right side. She had a mild intention tremor with the left finger to nose testing. Her gait was wide based. She was wearing an orthopedic boot over the left foot, period. Impression of problem number one, history of transformer box explosion creating brain concussion. As a result of the brain concussion, the patient suffering from the visual evoked dizziness, hearing loss, tinnitus, as well as the cognitive dysfunctions and post-traumatic headache in that period. My recommendations, number one, I will refer her to see neuro-optometrist for evaluation and visual therapy. Number two, I will increase her amitriptyline to 75 milligram a night to prevent her headache. Number three, I will give her prescription for Midrin, two tablets to take early at onset of the more severe headache. Number four, I will refer patient for neuropsychological testing with consideration of cognitive therapy in the period, the patient more likely will need this vestibular therapy in the future as well. I still would like to receive the result of the video nystagmogram from her otolaryngologist in the period. We did the MJunior conduction velocity testing on 1/21/2013 due to right upper extremity tingling, and it came back normal. Period. Signature Alexander Feldman MD face to face time 30 minutes.